Ever feel like your blanket just can't keep up with you or the weather? Introducing the all-season Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket. Whether you're at the beach, on a hike, or cozying up around the fire pit, the Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket is your perfect companion. This new hooded blanket is super soft, ultra-portable, and stylish, too. It offers luxury comfort and warmth that goes wherever you go. Get your new Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket today. Available now in stores and online at MikiCouture.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Austin Norman with you inside the 93.7 The Ticket studios here at 1040 O Street. Big thanks to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for their sponsorship of the show. Check them out. Two different Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. At 84th and Havelock location has Fired Up Friday. That's their Friday lunch special. Make sure you get down there from 11 to 2 and check it out. First come, first serve. Probably not an unlimited supply. You'll want to get there probably closer to 11 or 12 rather than 1:30 or 2. Again, 84th and Havelock. If you're up in Omaha, there's also a Mercado location at 168th and Maple. Big thanks to our guests in hour number one, Kevin Meyer of Meyer's Cork and Bottle, as well as Elena from the Upside Bar and Lounge. I'm here solo. I mean, at least Strick drank with me the first segment. I worry that my coworkers don't like me. They're just trying to get me, loosened up, drunk on air, so I say something stupid, they can get rid of me. I don't know. But to prevent that from happening, we're going to play a replay. I think it's an important replay, though, all joking aside, with Troy Dannon. We were lucky enough to have him sit down with us at Big Ten Media Days. I was lucky enough to catch up with him right after he was hired by Nebraska, actually up in Corvallis. Talked to him ahead of the Nebraska-Texas A&M women's basketball game in the NCAA tournament. Saw him down in Stillwater as well as Nebraska baseball was in NCAA regionals. But the crew was at Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. They had a chance to chat with Nebraska's athletic director. Here's that conversation.
Troy Dannon, thank you, first of all, for sitting with us. And finally, this is my first introduction to you, and I'm a fan of what you've put into play since you've been in Lincoln, and I'm impressed because this is different. Nebraska athletics is different. Nebraska football is different. We try to, like, I heard that when I moved to Lincoln, and I just kind of hemmed. I hear that everywhere I am. You now have been here, and now you're the leader of and the captain of the ship. If I asked you specifically and directly, what is Nebraska football to you? What would you say?
Well, the thing I thought coming in is probably manifesting itself to be true, and that is, in a lot of ways, Nebraska football is Nebraska. It defines the state. The state defines itself, a lot of people, by Nebraska football. And so the outcome matters because people want to feel good about themselves. They're going to feel good about themselves based on the outcome of what happens. I went with the governor and the new president out to the Cattlemen's Ball. So there's 3,500, 4,000 people, you know, way out in the panhandle. And all they want to talk about is Nebraska football. And they do and they don't come. But they care so much about it because of the level of ownership. You know, in this job, every place I've been, you try to create ownership so people are invested in it. Well, there's no need to create ownership here. Everybody has it and everybody's invested in it. And so that's what makes it different. You can say we're the only Division I school. Or you can say there's this, that. There's no pro sports teams. There's no pro sports teams in a lot of states. The ownership and how much and the passion people care carry for the university. I told somebody, you know, the one thing I'm going to start talking more about internally in the department, having been here 4 months now, is how important it is we do everything right. It, I mean, winning's one thing, and we'll win, but we're representing a lot of people, and they don't want to be embarrassed, and they own this, and so we got to remember who we're representing too and what we do.
See, that's hitting the layup, because the people who tune in, who they're on the stream, they're on our text line, they're all over our apps each and every single day because they care. And then you use the word that when it comes to Nebraska athletics and Nebraska fans, right. Right is the word that's used most. And there's some importance to that. Winning is a byproduct of doing things right. And the fact that leadership uses that word and pushes it out there. Now, I'll ask you, on a historic day for the Big Ten Conference, that in adding USC and UCLA and Washington and Oregon to this media factory and this conglomerate of football superheroes, how big of a day is this for the Big Ten Conference in your mind and for Nebraska?
Well, Matt just, and I hadn't heard him say it before, but he said the Big Ten is the NFL. We're coast to coast. You know, we've got every climate. We've got everything. And if it wasn't already a national conference, it sure is now. And, you know, there's good and there's bad with that, you know, for, you know, travel and everything else. But, you know, you're getting talked about in the greatest media markets every day across the country. The focus, you know, just use Nebraska. There would have been no cause in Los Angeles for anybody to pay attention to Nebraska or focus on Nebraska. Guess what's going to happen now? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one, it's our brand. It's our reach. It's our importance. And that goes back to people get their impressions of states based on their athletic teams.
I say that again.
So if you're in California and you've never been to Nebraska and you're not thinking about Nebraska and you got no cause to ever think about Nebraska, what happens when we go to the Coliseum and play this year is going to set people's impression and image of the state of Nebraska. And I go back to when I used to run the High School Association a long, long time ago in Iowa. People's belief of a town was because of their sports teams. And if their sports teams won, people thought something different about that town than if their sports teams always lost. It just is what it is.
Yeah, a lot of truth to that.
And so it happens on a bigger macro level here too. So the West Coast, you know, the West Coast doesn't necessarily look at the Midwest with an eye of love necessarily, but we're gonna give them a chance to look at us with the eye of love, and that's up to us to prove.
They're gonna love you because you do it right.
I'm sure there's been an acclimation process as you're coming here from Washington and just getting adjusted to everything. How has that acclimation process been for you, and how do you feel the reception has been so far since you've joined us?
The acclimation process, actually, you know, growing up in Iowa and living in the Midwest my whole life, in some ways it's adjusting back to what is normal and what we've always known. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'd been away from my family for 9 months, so, you know, getting acclimatized in the house was also pretty important. Mm-hmm. But people, you know, I came in at a situation where people were a little shaken, mm-hmm. and stunned and surprised and worried, and there'd been leadership changes at the university. I have not found one obstacle that is self-imposed. And you know, we talk about alignment all the time. I suspected, you know, I heard a lot about the alignment's not this, the alignment's not that. Alignment is everybody wants the same thing. Mm-hmm. And true alignment is, my job, is to get everybody on the right road to get to it. And everybody gets on these roads, right? And I want this flag, but they get on roads going over here and over here. My job is to get everybody focused on this is the road we need to be on, and here's why. And I have found that the alignment is better than I ever could have expected it to be, from the governor to the Board of Regents to everybody on campus and inside the system. So I've been pleasantly surprised. Now, I joke, I haven't been there during a loss, you know, unbeaten after 4 months. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen maybe the negative side come out with passion. You know, it comes, mm-hmm. and it's a part of it. But so far, I've been able to get a really good leadership team built. There were a couple of vacancies, and then I ended up creating a couple of vacancies. But I've got a really good group built who have experiences at schools like Nebraska, who have experiences some of the Big Ten. So we kind of understand a lot of this is understanding what other people are doing and why, and how does that apply or does it not apply. And so what made Nebraska great, there's that part of it, but there's also what's making Ohio State great today. Mm-hmm. How do we inject a little bit of that into what makes Nebraska great? Mm-hmm. So I think I got the right people around, and like everything else, and this goes back to just the Nebraskans, people define every success that ever happens. And I think the people are in place to have great success, starting with the head ball coach.
Right. You may have just answered this question, but I want to ask it anyways. And like you said, you're undefeated to this point in when it comes to football here at Nebraska. But I heard you say in your introductory press conference, I've heard you say a couple times since, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago, we're going to win here at Nebraska. Yeah. What makes you so confident that we're going to win here at Nebraska?
Every place that wins, there's four cornerstones: facilities, fans, coaches, and the kids. And if those four cornerstones are in place, it will support success. Mm-hmm. You can have success without one of those things, but eventually it teeters and falls and collapses. So how can you build sustainable success? Well, our facilities are second to none.
Oh, my goodness.
We've
got
work to do, but our facility, yeah. And you know, that goes back generations of athletic directors have always done it right. So we've got the facility. We've talked about the fans. You know, that we've got the asset in alums and fans who care about things happening, and not just fans who want to give money, but fans sitting in the legislature, fans sitting in places that can do things to make sure they help the university succeed. Facilities, fans, coaches. I would tell you, you know, I'm a believer in Matt for a lot of reasons, but I'm a believer, having been around our head coaches now, we have an embarrassment of riches in our head coaches. People don't realize how good Justin St. Clair is. We have one of the best track and field coaches in the country. And sometimes we don't think about, but when you have coaches like that across the board, they all feed off of one another. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you know, the coaches don't work for me. I work for the coaches. And you want coaches that you trust to say, I got to have X, Y, and Z, or I need this type of support or that type of support in order to have success. And we've got those across the board. And then going back to the kids, you know, which is the most important part. You can have the other three, and if you don't have the kids, and I say kids because I just had my 50th birthday yesterday now, so everybody's a kid.
Happy
right?
birthday.
But our athletes across the board, one, Matt talked about grades today. Mm-hmm. We've got athletes who care. They care about winning socially. They care about winning academically. They care about winning in every way. Just incredibly, when I say good kids, I don't see cancers. I don't see people who are going to be obstacles to get in our own way of success. The level of talent is high, and from how I see Matt, it's only going to get higher. So when I keep talking about we're going to win, those four cornerstones, they're either rock solid in place or we're building into them right now. So I feel very secure in that. And, this is my fourth job. It's my last job. It's a place where our kids are 11 and 10, right? They're going to go through school. They're going to grow up. You know, this job's 90 hours a week. I don't want to go someplace, work 90 hours a week, and then not win. Mm-hmm. It ain't fun.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yep.
And it's not, and I say I, we have 350 people working in the department. We all have that attitude. We all want to win.
It's special. We're talking to Nebraska Athletic Director Troy Dannon, and a big part with alumni like Adam Carriker, Amon Green, Jay Foreman, who love you and are actively supporting you, to have the young men, you talk about the young people, Chancellor Brewington recently wearing the jersey and decide, you know what, I want to be one of the voices that shares the good of Nebraska football, athletics, and academics. Through all of this, NIL and transfer portal have become a part of it, and Nebraska has been active in it. 93.7 The Ticket has been active in supporting, and I want to be public in this, and I want to say to you, we're going to help the University of Nebraska athletics. We're going to provide opportunities for student athletes. We're going to provide opportunities for folks who support the program financially to reap some benefit from it from a media and advertising perspective. And I want to give that to you publicly. So for transparency's sake, everybody knows when I say I'm about it, I'm absolutely about it.
And I appreciate that. And I will say, and I've said this a lot, when people ask me, hey, how was your interaction with X or Y, or what do you think of this or that? I look, are they helping us win? If they're helping us win, they're on my team. If they're not helping us win, they're not on my team. And it's as simple as that. And how it works, you know, and we'll use 93.7. You're there to help us win. Well, the next guy, you're going to help get somebody on board to also help us win. And then when we're all together, that synergy, that's when it's really going to happen.
18 hours a day, what we do is we root and we cheer and we support. And then there's those times where there's that other thing other than winning that shows up and we have to report it. But we also say, listen, if I've got you down the street and you have the freedom to walk in and speak your absolute truth anytime you want, 18 hours a day, it's an open microphone for you to deliver a message, to deliver the narrative, change the conversation, and to support the young people and this coaching staff.
Well, I just talked to some of the other media that were here, the writers, and I said something that I think is really important about what we need to do. And that is, it's a track analogy, but our job is to run really fast in lane four and do everything we can to prepare ourselves to be the best we can in lane four. Sometimes lane three is going to beat us, and sometimes there's nothing we can do about it. Sometimes we just didn't run real well, but we can't control lane three. We need to really focus on lane four and make sure that every time we get to the starting gate, we're ready to do and perform at our highest of levels. And ultimately, when you control the controllable, the outcome comes with it.
There's beauty in that. We've been asking everybody who sat down today, what would define success to them this season? And it's about that. But you can speak on a broader term about the athletic department. What defines success? What is that to you?
Well, you know, it depends on the person and how it's being measured. You know, I've got people on campus that are going to look at my books and tell you whether we had a successful year or not financially, right? Mm-hmm. I've got faculty who's going to look at the grades and say you did things right. It was a great year. They don't care if you win or lose. Most of the fans, success is defined by whatever the scoreboard says. So you got a lot of different constituents, a lot of people to please, right? And so there is no one thing. That's why I said I want to win at everything. And winning, if you don't have success, if you don't win, and I understand, I'll tell Matt, I'm going to go 12-0, right? And then see what happens.
All right, then you know that'll be the quote.
Then it's 11. You know, then it's 11-1.
That's the only thing we're going to use. Right?
It's 100%.
If there's anybody that doesn't want to go 12-0, show me.
Yeah. But that's where I get in trouble because I say that's the ideal.
Yeah, that's the ideal. And then 11-1, and then 10-2. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I want to have as much, but when you ask me how will I define success, if we are 6-6 at the end of the year, but I have been around this long enough to know whether we're 6-6 and moving or we're 6-6 and falling. Mm-hmm. And you've been in locker rooms. Mm-hmm. You know. At Tulane, in year six for the head football coach, we went 2-10. But then we followed in year seven. Most places would have fired the coach, right? Mm-hmm. Year seven, we win the Cotton Bowl. Mm-hmm. Beat USC in the Cotton Bowl. We stuck with it. Why? Because we're 2-10. The locker room's together and tight. Everybody's still working. There's no heads hanging. Everybody's, you know, you can call it snake bit. You know, things happen. And when you play the game and you're in the locker room, you understand that. But you also know when the locker room's still together, when they still support the coaches, and the coaches aren't turning on the kids. And so sometimes I'll get to see things to where I will think, if we're not having success, then let's talk about why and can it get better tomorrow. And if it can't get better tomorrow, you know, if we're not constantly trying to improve, right, that's the problem. But you'll know because you know the locker room, you know the guys, you know the ad, you know what's happening. And so however many games you win, I've been around places where you win 9 and it doesn't feel like it's a successful season. And there's more work to be done in the off season after you won 9 than there was after you won 6 the year before.
Chancellor, you had, the most recent Husker,
right?
And a new athletic director. What, from a student athlete, from somebody who cares about Husker Nation and about all of this, Scarlet and Cream, what would you have to ask or say to?
Yeah, I have one question. Obviously, we got commissioners, coaches, players. They're all leaders, right? And we were talking previously about what leadership means. What does leadership mean to you?
If putting others in a position to succeed. Mm. You know, at the end of the day, will my tenure be defined as successful or not? It will depend on whether I have put others in a position to succeed. Mm. If you ever do something to put yourself in a position to succeed at the expense of others, you'll fail. So getting a really good team of people and then empowering them. And you know, if there's 350 people in the department, every one of them knows their job better than I know their job.
Right.
And my job is really to get them on the road. Right. And to get them singing out of the same hymnal and, you know, to be critical and to ask questions, but empower them to do what their expertise and their job is. And that's leadership. And I think if you look at coaches, you know, my job in some ways, I'm coaching 350 people that work in the department, mm-hmm. right? But if you look at coaches, the coaches who are the best leaders, they adapt to the talents and skills of those around them. Mm-hmm. They don't come in and say, we do this, and you shall fit into mm-hmm. this hole, this peg into this hole. It's the opposite. They figure out what these pegs are, and they shape the hole to depend on what the pegs are that they have around them. And everybody's a little bit different from year to year. That's what the greatest leaders do. Mm. And from being around a lot of great coaches, you know, those are the leadership lessons I think I got. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you get the most out of everybody? You know, sometimes you may need kicked in the butt and you may need kissed on the cheek, but you got to figure out the people that are around you, what you need, what they need to get the most out of them so you can put it all together. That's leadership.
Awesome.
We've talked about a lot of things from leadership to definition of success to acclimation, things of that nature. I want to pop a question out there about expectations. For those, specifically when it comes to football, for those who define, which is a lot of people, success and expectations by wins and losses. I feel like this is a team that hasn't been to a bowl game in 2016. I don't enjoy bringing that up. The fact is what it is. But my point is there's like an expectation of 6-6. Bowl game, that's like bottom of the barrel for this year. We should be 7-5, 8-4, possibly more, especially with not overly intense first 7 games to start the year. What are your thoughts? What's your reaction? What do you say to like those who are like, oh, we got to be 8-4 this year, or I don't feel good about it, or at least 7-5?
Well, if for one, when I evaluate coaches, one of the things I tell them, I ask them at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, put together, tell me what you should see, what I should see competitively. And if their expectations are lower than mine, then we have a problem. Mm-hmm. We both have a problem. So whatever anybody's expectations are, one, they got to understand every dude in that locker room and every coach on that staff has higher expectations than they do. Trust me. So what I tell everybody is whatever you think and whatever you hope, trust me. Everybody in that locker room, everybody on that staff, everybody whose career rides on whether they win those games or not, their expectations are higher than yours. And if it gets to the point where they're not, then we're all in trouble. That's when you see changes happening, right? So my response to everybody is I appreciate every expectation you have. Trust me, mine's higher.
Would you please, and again, I'll thank you in advance for coming in, sitting with us and sharing insight and energy because it's necessary and that's what good leadership does. But I'll ask you to leave Husker Nation with something from Big Ten Media Days from Troy Dannon to go forward until opening night.
We had dinner last night with three guys. You know, and I haven't had a chance to really meet, be around the players much. I walked out of that meeting. I went back to my room, texted my wife, and I said, you know, there was a lot of reasons why I thought we were going to win, but being around those guys last night, we got winners. And so rule number one to win, you got to have winners. And we have winners. Just great kids. And I go back to those four cornerstones. You know, we can have all those, all three of those other ones, but that fourth one, our athletes, they'll define everything. And those guys last night, the other people I've been gotten to know a little bit in the locker room, getting to know the young quarterback coming in, we've got a room full of winners. And, you know, one thing Coach has done a really good job of is build that room full of winners. And when you have winners, you'll win.
I think that is the move.
I like it.
That is that. Put it on a shirt.
Put it on a shirt.
Winner, thank you. Winners win.
Winners win. No. Serious deal. Congratulations. Good luck forward and up. I know that those are the two things tied to everything.
No, and I really appreciate it. And we haven't had a chance to meet and talk, but I appreciate what 93.7's done, and I'm well aware of it, been made well aware of it, and so your support of the Huskers is not unnoticed.
It is. It's why we're here, and it's why we do what we do. It matters. It is important, and it's good.
I appreciate it.
As you said, it's right.
Yeah, I appreciate
that support. Troy Dannon,
thanks,
Husker Athletic Director.
With us here on 93.7 The Ticket. We'll throw it to break. When we get back, I don't know if you guys understand just how ridiculous Bobby Witt Jr. is. And we'll also talk about some other Royals. Bob and the Boys next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook. Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.